This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So everybody's asking, where is the Johnson & Johnson data? Is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine coming out yet? Joe Biden, President Biden, has vowed to buy another 200 million doses of the vaccine. The companies are pretty overextended now, trying to pump out as many doses as they can and ship them properly. And so Johnson & Johnson vaccine will at least allow a one-shot option. We need to know if it works first. So all eyes have been on the Johnson & Johnson shot. And to review, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a little different from the Pfizer-Moderna vaccine. The Pfizer-Moderna vaccines inject mRNA, some nuclear material, into the cell. It doesn't affect our nuclear material, avoids our DNA, but it does tell the cell to make spike proteins, and these spike proteins the cell later exhibits, the muscle cell exhibits. The immune system will see these spike proteins, learn what they look like, so then when COVID comes and it has its spike proteins, hopefully the vaccine will have readied our immune system to be able to fight the real COVID. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine also has genetic instructions for building a spike protein, but rather than using mRNA or a single-stranded RNA, they use a double-stranded DNA. And in order to get that DNA inside our muscle cell, they use another virus called adenovirus 26. Now, adenoviruses are viruses that cause colds and flu. But we can't use a human adenovirus because our body's already used to it and already has antibodies to it. And we don't want to kill off the adenovirus and its very expensive DNA before it can come into our cell and do the work. So Johnson & Johnson modified an adenovirus. I believe they also used a... I know AstraZeneca is using a chimpanzee adenovirus. I believe the Johnson & Johnson is using something similar. I have to double check. But the DNA is not as fragile as the RNA, and the adenovirus's protein coat can help protect the genetic material. So the vaccine gets injected into the person's arm. The adenovirus hits up against our cell, latches onto our cells. Our cell engulfs the virus in a bubble, pulls it inside. Once inside, the adenovirus escapes from the bubble. It goes to our nucleus, where our DNA is stored, and then it dumps its DNA into our DNA. The gene, then, that gives our DNA instructions to make more of its gene to create, then later, the mRNA that has the instructions to build the spike proteins. So basically, rather than mRNA getting injected, there's a vector being used of an adenovirus or a cold virus that brings the DNA in. The DNA tells our DNA to make the mRNA, and then the mRNA goes out into the cell to work and make the spike proteins. The mRNA leaves the nucleus, the cell's molecules read it, sequence, and begin assembling the spike protein. So then it looks almost exactly then like the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Some people are like, really? I don't want anything going into my DNA. Well, we will have results finding out what the success rate is and the efficacy and the safety. So we are being told that Johnson & Johnson expects to announce their Phase 3 trial results by next week. The shot is supposed to be cheaper, supposed to be easier to store than Pfizer or Moderna's, and again, hopefully only one shot. Now, FDA regulators may not give emergency authorization until March. Why? Well, just because the company comes out with preliminary data doesn't mean the FDA takes their word for it. They need to review it, and they also want to make sure ample time has, you know, accrued to allow for any side effects, you know, longer immunity status. So Johnson & Johnson started their trials, I believe, late fall in the winter. And I think they were finishing some of them by early January. So if we want to know how long the immunity is, if we want to make sure there's long-term safety data, we're not going to have a lot of that, but we'll have some. So 100 million doses have been pledged from Johnson & Johnson to the U.S. That would increase the U.S. supply by about 25%. But Joe Biden's COVID response team admitted that it could be months before everyone who wants a vaccine could get one, because they will run into unanticipated issues, which we've already seen. And that's fair. I mean, you know, we order vaccine supply. The vaccines, you know, might go to other locations. They, you know, to vaccinate 360 million people, especially with, you know, everybody's schedule and, you know, people asking about side effects and some having allergic reactions. It's not like you could just line a whole bunch of people up, roll up their sleeve and go boom, 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 boom down the assembly line. It just can't work that way. So vaccination started 5 weeks ago. 6.2% of the U.S. population have gotten their first doses of Pfizer or Moderna. The death toll of the U.S. is about 430,000 right now. About 4,000 happened on Tuesday. More than 25 million Americans have been diagnosed with COVID since the start of the pandemic. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, if it was in clinical trials later, there's a chance that some of the variants might be represented in their study in terms of efficacy, but not enough. So any data we get from COVID, from Johnson & Johnson, we have to assume is the primary strain that's going on right now. Keep in mind, there's a couple California strains, there's a Texas strain, there's a Columbus, Ohio strain. Now we're finding there's a Brazilian strain that has come to, you know, I think the Brazilian strain came to Minnesota. Hold on a second. Yeah, there's supposed to be a very wily Brazil strain that's supposed to also evade some vaccine effectiveness that I think landed. We are taking your calls and comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm optimistic that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine can do a lot for us, but, you know, we still have a ways to go. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with Longevity. teamg'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Joe Biden, multiple companies. Many Americans want us to have net zero emissions. I think Pepsi Company wants, also encouraging us by the year 2040 to have net zero emissions by 2040. I think the initial goal is to reduce it by 40% by 2030. We're trying to achieve 100% renewable electricity in the U.S. and use renewable sources in Mexico and Australia by the year 2021. So Joe Biden's called today Climate Day, and he is preparing a slew of executive orders to take on, to build the agenda for his administration on tackling climate change. So it's called Climate Day. So there's going to be moves that address the drilling for oil and gas, conserving nature, addressing the racial and economic disparities of pollution, fulfill several campaign promises. According to the Washington Post, they are meant to put the U.S. on a path to net zero emissions by the middle of the century. And Biden, of course, is joining the Paris Climate Accord. We've seen him already nix the Keystone XL pipeline on his first day in office. A lot of jobs were lost. A lot of people were pretty upset with that move. But these are his goals. So with oil and gas leasing, this is going to be a move that will halt new oil and gas leasing on federal lands. The moratorium would not affect activity around existing leases, but would put pause auctions for the right to drill on new parcels throughout much of the West, as well as the Gulf of Mexico. The order will not restrict energy development on tribal lands. So they're going to halt new oil and gas leasing. They're going to address environmental justice. The Biden administration will establish at least three different bodies meant to address the unequal impact of dirty air and water on poor and minority communities. That's according to the Office of Health and Climate Equity at the Health and Human Services Department, an Environmental Justice Office at the Justice Department, and a third interagency council at the White House. They want to establish another cross-government group to help communities transition away from fossil fuels. What we saw when that happened in Flint, Michigan, and what we see with cities, you know, as opposed to suburbs and more rural areas, you know, pollution obviously is higher in the city. I'm not sure what they can do immediately in terms of, you know, do we provide more housing in suburbs? Do we, I mean, it's, you know, city living, unfortunately, exposes people to the worst pollution. What we see in New York, what we see in L.A. So it's, you know, with cars and all that. So I think the moves, it's going to be multifaceted. They're also going to want to protect nature. Biden is planning to instruct the government to set aside nearly a third of the nation's land and water by the end of the decade for conservation. Biden pledged during his campaign to pursue the 30 by 30 goal to blunt the buildup of greenhouse gases by sequestering carbon and preserving habitat for threatened plants and animals. He also wants to tackle super pollutants. He's going to have the State Department send to the Senate the Kigali Amendment, or the Kigali Amendment. It's an international agreement to slash the use of a group of human-made compounds that contribute to climate change and deplete the ozone layer. They're going to kickstart the all-of-government approach. Biden is directing every agency to factor climate change into the decisions they make, including purchasing electric vehicles, getting power from carbon-free sources, bolstering the buildings and other federal facilities to the impacts of rising temperatures. So a lot of people applaud this. Others are kind of concerned. This is, you know, I, having worked, you know, with the EPA, I do love the environment. I love preserving species. I can't stand that we have species that have been destroyed, you know, that didn't have to be. I'm, you know, a big fan of our national parks. I'm a big fan of, you know, protecting animals and plants that do a lot for our ecosystems and habitats. But the moves that we are making has to be done methodical. They have to be done with a scalpel precision choreography rather than blunt large moves to force, you know, for the government to all of a sudden dump all their vehicles and buy electric. All right, that's a lot of money being spent. And don't we need money going to vaccines? And don't we need money going to healthcare? And, you know, when you kind of watch what's happening with the Biden administration, is it's a lot of spending. It's a lot of money. And, you know, on the outset on paper, it looks beautiful, you know. Yeah, you know, we're going to, you know, do more, you know, here in America. We're going to, you know, preserve, you know, more of our lands and this. I mean, you know, it sounds beautiful, but, where's the money coming from? And, you know, do we really want to rely on electricity solely? I told you guys, when it comes to a car, I wouldn't mind buying maybe a hybrid later in the future, But there is no way I want to be fully reliant on power, because I have, in my 40-some years of life, witnessed so many power outages. At least I could get into my car if I needed to. To think that your car is going to be stranded because of no power. I mean, I drive from here to L.A. multiple times. I drive to Phoenix. There's miles and miles and miles of road. I don't really see a lot of outlets. And you are going to have to build a lot of charging stations throughout the country. I mean, this can take decades. If you want, let's say, 200 million of our population drives, and you want those cars to eventually all become electric, you are going to have ample charging stations. Now, I don't know about you all, but in my house, we have plugs for electric, we have electrical sockets. Do we have one electrical socket per family? Do we have one electrical socket per room? No. The kitchen has about five of them. The bathroom has maybe one set of two. There's, you know, the kids' room. I mean, we probably have, what, maybe 30 electrical sockets in our house. Outside, inside. So you can't just have 200 million sockets, you know, for charging. You're going to have charging stations, and the carbon footprint of making those and the extent of work going to make those is, you know, has to also be kind of looked at in terms of saving the environment. So I get electric cars are cool. I get that we don't want to be dependent on other countries. But I don't think I want to go any farther than a hybrid. I want to know that if I need to run my car, I could do it on gas. See, I, you know, with in terms of my past, you know, things happened to my family, whether it was the Holocaust, whether it was the Depression, whether it was war, whether it was a fire, whether it was a rape, whether it was, you know. So the one thing I could rely on and expect is bad things will happen. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be hurricanes. There's going to be storms. So, you know, I like to hedge. I mean, I, even though my father was a big gambler, I like to hedge my bets. And so I won't just go all in hoping that everything is going to be hunky-dory. And so for me, I want to know that no matter what happens, I could still do X, Y, and Z. One of the reasons why I've worked multiple jobs at once is because I just don't want all my eggs in one basket. I work for a couple telehealth companies because what if one goes under? I don't want to lose my job. That's just how our approach has to be. And I get a little nervous about this push to be all electric when we've seen issues with power. From what I understand, so I live in Vegas. Vegas is about, what, 350 miles away from L.A.? I could usually get there in, let me look at, hold on a second, Vegas to L.A. miles. I can usually get there in about 3 hours, 45 minutes, 4 hours. Okay, so it's about 270 miles. I'm hearing that those with electric cars have to stop midway. They could probably go at about 135, and then they have to charge for about a half hour. So for some people, it's fine. We go eat, we're at a charging station, go to the bathroom. Well, that's fine if nobody's at the charging station. But, I mean, if you have lines, if you're in a hurry, it just, to me, the practicality of it isn't there. You know? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky is painting a grim picture of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
419,827 deaths have been reported since January 22, 2020.
She kicked off the first briefing of the new White House coronavirus response team and also warned,
now is not the time to travel, but if you must, be safe and follow the CDC guidance.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging President Biden to declare a national emergency on climate change. Schumer saying it would be a giant step in the right direction. He also stressed that it would send a powerful signal to the world that the United States is once again serious about climate change. Schumer also happy the U.S. is joining the International Paris Climate Change Accord. USA Radio News. President Biden has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone for the first time on Tuesday. The two discussed a cyber attack on U.S. companies and government agencies, along with talking arms control and the importance of sovereignty in the Ukraine. Regarding some of the executive orders we're seeing regarding energy and natural gas by President Biden, former U.N. Ambassador to the United States Nikki Haley believes,
Putin has to be pretty ecstatic right now. I mean, one of the things that bothered him the most was how energy independent we had become. And the idea that President Biden has already cut off the Keystone Pipeline, started banning fracking, that in itself is one thing. I mean, it's a good first week for Russia right now.
President Joe Biden plans to reopen the healthcare.gov insurance markets for a special sign-up opportunity geared to people needing coverage in the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So President Biden's COVID-19 response team held its first press briefing today. This was the first formal White House briefing on the pandemic, I believe, since November. I thought we had some updates in December, but this is according to Yahoo.com. The administration said it is going to schedule three briefings a week. The next one will be on Friday. According to Zef Zients, White House COVID-19 response coordinator ran the briefing, saying the president strongly believes that the scientists who are leading the effort should communicate directly to the American people. Dr. Anthony Fauci was there, as well as Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC. So, as we know, President Biden's administration is going to purchase another 200 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. They want to inoculate 300 million Americans by the end of summer. The administration said it's going to be releasing 10 million vaccine doses each week to the states, up from 8.6 million. Whether we actually have the vaccines or not, I don't know. I know that the UK, or I know that in Europe, they're very frustrated, threatening to ban exports. So I don't know if we have them. I find that very interesting that the administration is going to release 10 million vaccine doses each week. So where are they? I'm sure nobody's going to know. I think, you know, it's under, yeah, very heavy military presence. He said it is a wartime effort. So to assist with the effort, they say the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are going to amend the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness, or PrEP, to recruit retired doctors and nurses to administer vaccines. They're going to ease regulations to allow them to do so in states other than where they are licensed. So, yeah, for a doctor to come out of retirement, if they didn't pay the hundreds of dollars for their medical license, they aren't allowed to deal with patients. If they don't have proof of malpractice, they can't deal with patients. You know, a lot of people have been like, you know, where's the retired doctors? There's tons of retired doctors. Why can't they do this? Well, because there's liability. If a doctor gives you a vaccine, you faint and fall, you'll sue that doctor, or the family will. So doctors aren't allowed to represent a state's medical body without having malpractice, without being licensed, without doing CME. Looks like the Biden administration is going to try to ease up on all that. Now, can a retired doctor administer a vaccine? Absolutely. Are they going to be up on, you know, basic life support? They should be. You know, the average retired doctor doesn't keep up their certifications. Some do. But for the most part, we think that the average number of anaphylactic reactions are still so rare. I think CDC director said that the it's about 2 to 6 per million, they believe, in terms of the number of adverse reactions. 2.1 to 6.1 cases per million, according to Dr. Michelle Walensky, of anaphylactic reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine. She says they are rare treatable outcomes. So Biden had signed executive orders last week to increase testing and vaccination, directing more funding for the production of personal protective equipment, thank you, and providing a framework to reopen K-12 schools and tighten travel restrictions to and from the country. Zent says this is a national emergency. Everything is on the table. Personally, I would like to see, with PPE, money going to making more N95 respirators or masks and allowing the public access to them. COVID cases are rising despite the masks effort and the mask mandates because we're not really wearing decent masks. Why don't you give access to the public, whoever wants it, of masks that work? So I do have a petition. Go to my website or my Facebook or Twitter. There is a petition to ask the government to, if they are going to be on a spending spree, to put money towards the N95 mask production, distribution, and allow the public access as well as healthcare workers. Healthcare workers still have to reuse their N95 mask. It's ridiculous. So even though there has been a recent decline in the number of new daily cases, there was a grim forecast that nearly 100,000 more Americans are going to die of complications from COVID in the next 3.5 weeks. According to CDC's most recent predictions, the U.S. death toll will rise to between 479,000 and 514,000 by February 20th. She says, now is the time to remain vigilant. I know this is not the news we all want to hear, but it's something we must say so we are aware. Now, remember, from a political standpoint, the Biden administration does not want to have on their record a worsening of the COVID crisis. And so they, before they took office, had, you know, Biden had said, look, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because if the death toll rises, nobody, you know, people think that they're going to get blamed. And, I mean, the vaccine rollout happened as fast as it could. I'm amazed it was able to get done by Christmas. I'm very, very impressed. I don't like the name Operation Warp Speed, but I'm very impressed that it happened. And, yeah, you know, as vaccines get, you know, get made and produced and distributed, hopefully we will see more get it. Well, the Biden administration take credit. I really don't care about the whole credit thing. I know there was a real big issue on, you know, who gets, you know, does Trump get credit? Does, you know, Pfizer making their announcement after the election? The election was a complete mess. And, you know, with mail-in ballots and all that, it probably shouldn't have happened unless it was tested to actually, you know, be fraud proof, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, President Biden is our president, and we move on. And, you know, people might take credit for whatever. I just want to know that COVID cases go down. I want to know that our hospitals are opening up, and I'd like to see the economy especially open up. So I need the government to do whatever they have to do to get people back to work, get companies opening, and less people dying. So there is this new, you know, White House COVID task force, and they say they are willing to use Defense Production Act funds to order pharmaceutical manufacturers to make rivals vaccines to guarantee supply. So what's going on there? Well, according to Daily Mail, members of President Joe Biden's coronavirus team say they will examine every possible option to boost vaccine production, including potentially requiring pharmaceutical companies to manufacture vaccines developed by rival companies, meaning they're going to go to the Pfizer and Moderna competition. And Pfizer and Moderna, I don't think, have any means to stop that. I mean, that's why, you know, Trump had to pre-buy from multiple companies because he didn't know who was going to make it first, and he wanted to make sure that whatever happened, we had vaccines coming out by December. But, you know, who are some of the rivals? We have AstraZeneca, we have Johnson & Johnson, Sanofi. There's multiple companies that are making a vaccine. And the companies that come up with the one that's cheap, that isn't as much of a burden when it comes to the cold chain and keeping something at negative 70 degrees Fahrenheit, something that could be given in one shot, like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, something that has less side effects, less anaphylaxis reactions, those are going to move to the top, move to the head. So the Defense Production Act will allow funds to be able to distribute to pharmaceutical companies because they are treating this as wartime, that we are on a war. And the pharmaceutical companies will be required to have the right facilities to manufacture vaccines that have already been demonstrated to work. They say to the very specific question of whether or not a factory can be retrofitted to mass produce another vaccine, that's something under active expiration. As you can imagine, it's not as simple as walking in and flipping a switch. I would like to see them use those funds, again, to make N95 masks. We spoke about that. My concern is people are wearing things that, you know, don't give adequate protection. They're forced to wear masks. Companies are being threatened with sanction and business license termination for people not wearing face coverings. You know, people think that they are safe. They're wearing them. They go, you know what, I'm wearing my mask. That's not a mask. A mask to fight a pathogen has to be at least an N95 respirator. At least. So I want funding to go to getting people access to that. And like I said, there's a petition on my website and Twitter. It's a petition. When you click on it, it says, you know, to urge funding and public access to N95 respirators in addition to healthcare workers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-FELLY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us had family that was killed in the Holocaust. 6 million Jews, 6 million Christians, Catholics, homosexuals. I mean, so 12 million at least people killed. And today is Holocaust Remembrance Day, as Auschwitz survivors mark the day that they were liberated. 6-year-old, she was 6 years old at the time, Tova Friedman, was hiding among corpses in Auschwitz amid the chaos of the extermination camp in the final days. In the final days, many of them would kill when they knew that they were going to have to surrender. They wanted to, unfortunately, get rid of witnesses, so there was mass extermination done in the final days of many of these concentration camps. So Tova was only 6 years old at the time, and Polish-born, and she was instructed by her mother to lie absolutely still in a bed at a camp hospital next to the body of a young woman who had just died. German forces were preparing to flee the scene of their genocide, and they went from bed to bed, shooting anyone who was still alive. Friedman pretended to not breathe under a blanket, and luckily went unnoticed. Days later, on January 27, 1945, she was among the thousands of prisoners who survived to greet the Soviet troops who liberated the camp in Nazi-occupied Poland. She is now currently 82 years old, and she is marking the anniversary by taking her 8 children to the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial Site. It is under custodianship currently of in Poland. But coronavirus pandemic prevented the trip. So many of them are observing this at home. The Pope had said, marked Holocaust Remembrance Day by kind of warning us that there could be another genocide. Pope Francis spoke at a weekly general audience held in his private library because of coronavirus restrictions to commemorate the 76th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. And he insisted on the need to remember, saying it was a sign of humanity and a condition for a peaceful future. But remember also means to be aware that these things can happen, starting with ideological proposals, that claim to save people, and end up destroying people and humanity. He warned that the Holocaust began that way, opening this path of death, extermination, and brutality. So he prayed, he had visited Auschwitz-Birkenau in his 2016 visit to Poland. I haven't gone yet, having had family that died there. It's been a trip that's, kind of has been difficult to make. I have been to a concentration camp in Munich, and it was, we went to Dachau, and it's something that I think everybody should go to, whether you lost family there or not, as it, reminds you that it's been less than 100 years. This wasn't, centuries ago in caveman days. These were people that had cars, that flew in airplanes, that listened to radio, that danced to music, that took antibiotics. These were people that, still alive, that had no problems killing other people just for what they stood for, or if they tried to protect others, or just for fun. And so it's horrible, because most of my family was killed. And if it wasn't for my grandmother escaping and my grandfather escaping and coming to Israel, I wouldn't be born. I wouldn't be here. So very, very grateful for those who were able to survive, and, grateful that this ended and hopefully it never happens again. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also in sad news, a second police officer has died by suicide following the Capitol attack. The violent insurrection that rocked the Capitol building on January 6th took the lives of multiple people, and now another police officer had committed suicide, according to Politico. Acting Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti told House Appropriators during a closed-door session that Jeffrey Smith, a D.C. police officer, and Capitol Police Officer Howard Liebengood both took their own lives in the aftermath of the battle. Smith's death had not been disclosed prior to Conti's testimony. A third member of law enforcement, Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, had died from injuries he sustained during the Capitol attack. So the report of the officer's death, again, shook Capitol Hill. Many members and staff are still, kind of wrapping their heads around what happened. From what I understand, the U.S. terrorism alert has been raised and warns of politically motivated violence. What happened, January 6th was just, it was awful. What started out as a peaceful rally and, support for the current president turned bad by not everybody, but a group of individuals. And that group of individuals stormed the Capitol. Some were very benign, taking selfies and walking out the door when Capitol Police said, come on. One officer's like, are you okay? Come on, we got to get out of here. And it started out pretty benign. And then, unfortunately, people got mad, especially after Vice President Pence said he was not going to overturn Electoral College results or postpone them. And then, unfortunately, it could have just turned bad. Reports of pipe bombs, you saw officers get trampled, a person there at the protest got shot, it became a mess. And, you know, our congressional leaders could have been gunned down if somebody had, you know, gotten to them and chosen to do that. So, you know, it wasn't just a selfie fest. It was, unfortunately, violent. And now, you know, people want blood, and, you know, people want anybody involved to pay for it, especially President Trump. And, our discussions of you need to fight. I'm wondering if we're going to see a change throughout the country on go fight, go. We need to crush them. We need to kill them. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a pep rally, but, you know, the verbiage used against the opposing team are not kitten glove words. They are, we need to fight them, we need to crush them, we need to stomp them, we need to kill them, we are going to, this has been vernacular we have used this whole time. And, many want Trump to pay because of his choice of words and his feelings towards the election. And the Capitol Hill riots should have never happened. There's always going to be debate on how involved people feel President Trump was in that, or if he wasn't. But I'm interested to see how the world approaches the verbiage used by political officials when it came to the BLM riots, when it came to, Trump and the, Save America rally. And I'm wondering if, while all these changes have been occurring with, a whole variety of things over the last few years, if we are going to be consistent, ask everybody to not use the terms, guys, you got to fight. You have to fight. You have to show you're not going to take it. You have to, this is something that we keep hearing from, we even heard it from Kamala Harris. This has been, I was speaking to somebody who was during the summer riots. She said, I am so happy people are speaking out. Well, speaking out and burning things down or, storming the Capitol and crushing officers, and that's not the same thing. But it's not a sexy headline when somebody speaks out and is upset about racial disparity or is upset about the election. That doesn't get the headline. People burn down a building. People storm the Democratic Party's office in Portland. Those are the headlines. What was that, Tifa? So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.